Rural Focus.
Now, where's the Australian 24-25 crop outlook looking? And more importantly, how's it looking here for WA farmers? Well, to let us know more, sustainable and agricultural economist with the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, Dennis Vosnesensky, does join us. Nationally, Dennis, how is the outlook looking?
Yeah, look, it is early since we're at the very beginning of planting, but it's a good spot to go from. If we look at total winter cropping around the country, we're expecting a 2% increase in total area planted and an 11% increase in production. Now, there's two large swing factors there. The first one is what's happening in northern New South Wales. Conditions that are looking substantially better than at this time last year, and farmers who barely planted anything had a full soil moisture profile. Now, the other swing factor, and we all know about it, is how dry it is in Western Australia. If it continues to be dry over the next 3 to 4 weeks in WA, hectares planted are going to start declining, and that national possible increase in area is likely to actually become a negative.
As you say, the canola here in WA, what are you hearing, mate?
So canola planted in WA, I'm hearing possibly a 6% reduction at this point, but that is the crop that possibly going to be the most impacted if it does stay dry. So I was speaking to some colleagues of mine in Geraldton zone and in Albany and Esperance and Kanana zone. They're saying farmers are planting the wheat. They're planting their grains right now, so wheat, barley, and they're willing to plant dry. They're trying to hold off as much as they can before they go in with the canola. And if it does, again, it doesn't rain in the next 3 to 4 weeks, that's the crop that's going to be hurt most.
What about the wheat in the Geraldton zone? What are you hearing there?
Well, total WA wheat planting down, at this point, around 2%.
Okay.
So a lot less than the canola. But again, I'm going to sound like a broken record. Next 3 to 4 weeks, if the rain doesn't come, it's probably going to see more downgrades. On the other hand, the farmers who were going to plant canola will be switching more to barley and wheat. So it's a bit mixed there.
All right. What about in the Kwinana zone here in WA, mate?
Look, they're similarly challenging. Across the region, we haven't had that carryover moisture from the previous year like we did in 2023. So there was decent rains in 2022. And then when we're heading into planting in 2023, there was carryover soil moisture. That just isn't there this year. The interesting thing I'm hearing is, and this isn't everywhere, it's in the more marginal cropping areas, is that farmers are saying not only are they going to reduce planting due to dryness, but again, in that marginal cropping area, they're actually saying the margins, the profitability margins have declined this year, and it's making less sense to plant as much as they did in the years prior.
Okay, and I'm guessing it's the same around Albany and the Esperance zones as well, pretty much, mate.
Well, the interesting thing in Esperance is that what I heard there is the farmers are overall in a better financial position, and they're saying if it's dry again next year at this point and margins are still poor, that's when hectares are going to start getting cut back due to the profitability point of view. For this year, they're still going full steam ahead, but yeah, in more marginal country, that's where we expect some cutbacks.
Talking to a few farmers around, mate, canola being reduced for programs and replaced with either lupins or barley?
Yeah, that's right. And it's a similar trend nationally. We're expecting at this point a 4% reduction in total national canola planting. And if it continues being poor in WA, that number could drop significantly. So at this point, a bit of a drop. Could be more.
What are you hearing, mate? Do you know why barley is the other option instead, say, of wheat?
It could be just for agronomic reasons. Yep. That's what I'm hearing a bit of. It's just, it makes sense agronomically, so they're putting in a little bit more barley.
Yield-wise, mate, I'm guessing it's a little bit too early?
Well, that's probably too early to tell right now. But nationally, we're expecting a 30.1 million tonne wheat crop, which is around 16% higher than last year. It's going to be really important to watch New South Wales. That northern New South Wales, southern Queensland area is just looking so much better than in the year prior that we could see a substantial increase in yields there. Not to mention even more area possibly planted than I have in my expectations now.
Anything else from your report that you did release yesterday, mate?
I think the interesting thing is that while global wheat prices and corn prices, the whole lot, they've fallen by around half since 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine, the prospects of 2025 are actually starting to improve compared to where they are in 2024. So in 2024, we expect them prices to continue being subdued due to large Russian exports of wheat, large Brazilian exports of corn. But the interesting thing is, Troy, is that we're starting to see in South and North America farmers starting to plant less to poorer profit margins. And it's kind of, it could be the beginning of this new cycle. And as we move into next year, possibly we have some poorer yields. We have lower area due to reduced margins. And at the same time, we may actually see some increased demand because central banks are planning on cutting interest rates, which usually tends to lower the US dollar and boost demand for imports around the world.
All right. So there you have it first from sustainable and agricultural economist Dennis Voznesensky this morning. Anything else before I let you go and get back to it, mate?
No, that should be it, Troy.
Hey, nice to chat. We'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
That sounds good. All right. See you then.